Well, we're very excited. And yes, and we're just sort of overwhelmed that we've been chosen as being worthy of having this award. So yeah, great excitement on our WhatsApp group, I can tell you.
Fabulous. Well, it's brilliant. And for people that aren't aware, could you just remind us what you do?
Yes, we're a group of people in the Harborough area. We're called Moore's Bags because we make Moore's Bags, and it was originally, the idea was invented by somebody called Claire Moorsman. So we make mainly shopping bags out of unwanted material, either ones that have been had as another life as duvet covers or curtains or something, or else new material that people don't want anymore. And so we make these bags because otherwise that all that material would go into landfill and be wasted. And then we give them away free to encourage people to think about not using plastic, to think about reusing their own things, and to give people pleasure as well, because there's nothing like getting something free to give put a smile on people's faces. And we've been doing it locally since about 2008, 2010. That's when our pod, where the groups are called pods, because the idea was to keep the plastic out of the oceans, away from the whales and the dolphins that otherwise swallow them. So since 2010, we've been making bags locally, and we've amazingly made about 45,000 now, and distributed them all around the area, and increasingly into Northamptonshire and Leicester and all round. So yeah. But we mainly do it because we enjoy sewing and making bags.
Amazing. Well, yeah, I was going to ask you what number you were up to. 45,000 is
Yes, it's
quite
about
amazing.
45,000. We're heading rapidly, I think, towards 50,000, and I'm sure we're going to have some sort of celebration when we ha hit that number, because it really is quite significant.
Well, absolutely. It's wonderful, and I know you're often at events. It must be quite satisfying when you see people walking around with your bags.
Yes. Increasingly, we do see people with bags. Sometimes we wonder where they are. We do hope people are using them rather than just putting them in their cupboards or something. And we encourage people to keep one in their car, one in their bag, one in their pocket, one in their haul, you know, to make sure that they never forget to take a bag with them, because there's nothing worse than having to have a plastic one, or even a paper one. Paper ones have an effect on the environment as well. They cost energy and resources to make those. So it's much better to use one where the resources have already been used, and they need to be kept in circulation. So yes, we're very pleased when we see them, and we're very pleased when people use them.
Oh, it's such an achievement, and I understand a couple of the volunteers will be able to go to a garden party at some point next year.
Yes, apparently that's on the cards. Yes, I'm sure there will be a. We'll have to. I don't know how we're going to allocate the places, but that will be a subject of some discussion. But that's marvellous as well to have the opportunity to go there.